The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Chinese government is ending its international adoption program. The US is seeking clarification on how it's going to impact hundreds of American families who are halfway through the adoption process. Dennis Staunton, China correspondent for the Irish Times, joins us now. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Anton.
Dennis, the reasoning behind this decision is what?
Well, basically what they said, what the Chinese government said, is that this was in line with the international trend, that essentially that this program had been kind of reducing anyway. And really what's happened was, if you think back to, 40 years ago, that in the late 70s, China introduced a one-child policy. It was worried about overpopulation at that stage. Now the population is declining and they've got the opposite problem and they're trying to encourage people to have children. And so in terms of China itself, there isn't really a need for this kind of adoption program. And just generally, the idea of international adoption is to some extent in decline all over the world.
So what of those families who were midway through the process?
That's what we don't actually know yet. There have been some reports on social media about some correspondence between the U.S. State Department and the Chinese authorities, where the Chinese authorities appear to have said, we will not be processing any more of these applications, including ones that are pending. And again, this is in some ways not that new, in that during the COVID pandemic, everything went on hold. And in fact, there had been delays even before that. So people were often waiting years and years for these things to to be processed, these applications to be processed. And so, but it's certainly, as of now, it looks like, unless some negotiation between the US and China changes things, there are not going to be any more children from China being assigned to international adoption, except in certain circumstances, which is to do with people who are relatives of the children involved.
And of course, the other side of this is for the children who would otherwise have been adopted. What then will happen to them? Because I assume they weren't in an international adoption process because there is a wide range of other options domestically, or is there?
Yes, I think that's the point. And that's the other thing that has changed over the years, that China is no longer a poor country. And so the two reasons, in a way, in the past for children to be put up for adoption abroad would be, first of all, that the one-child policy meant that if you had an extra child, and that was often if the child was a girl, but then they would relinquish the child, put the child up for adoption, rather than suffer some kind of penalties from the government. And that was one reason. The other reason was that China was poor and that a child might have a better chance somewhere abroad. Now, China is it calls itself a developing country, but actually I think most parents in China would imagine that their children would have as good a chance in terms of life chances here in China as they would anywhere else. So that's one part of it. The other thing is, I think it should be said, the numbers here are not that enormous. I mean, if you look back over the last 40 years, we're talking about 150,000 children. About half of those went to the U.S. And the peak of that was 20 years ago. So it's really been in decline for quite a long time. So we're not really talking about a huge number of children right now.
The adoption system itself isn't, as you say, huge in numbers. But the reason that it is changing is a hugely, I would have thought, cultural shift for China. To go from an accepted norm that you need to control population growth and a one-child policy to that reversing and the incentivization of population growth, how is that being handled by people?
Well, it's been difficult. So the one-child policy ended in 2015, and they then sort of changed it to a two-child policy and then a three-child policy. But in fact, now what they're trying to do is to encourage people to have children and to have as many as they would like to have. But the problem is that for all kinds of reasons, people are marrying later. They're choosing, women have found themselves to be more empowered in terms of making their own choices about life than they were in the past. And many of these women are deciding not to have children or to have them later. And so the Chinese government's efforts to encourage people to have children have so far not been very successful, and the population is consequently in decline. They're trying to bring in some financial incentives, because part of the problem is that raising a child here is expensive. For example, education is not actually free, despite this being a communist country. So parents have to spend quite a lot on the whole business of education. And in the past, they used to pay for a lot of extra tuition outside the classroom. A lot of that is banned now. But still, the whole business of having a child is an expensive operation here, more so than in most other countries. And that's another disincentive. And they're trying to do something about it, but it's happening very slowly.
Dennis, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Dennis Staunton, China correspondent for the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.